The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Prince Rupert's local MLA, Jennifer Rice, held a forum on Monday to address healthcare worker shortages and answer resident questions. Two presentations were given before a Q&A session with three healthcare professionals. Julia Pemberton, the Health Services Administrator for Prince Rupert and Haida Gwaii, Tom Soames, the District Manager for Clinical Operations for BC Emergency Health Services, and Chiro Panessa, who is currently working in Terrace as Chief Operating Officer for Northern Health. Julia Pemberton's presentation focused on the shortage of healthcare workers in Northern Health, and she started by talking about the change in staffing numbers.
To put this in perspective, currently right now, it depends, it varies on departments, but overall, in all of my centers, I'm dealing with an average of 50% less staff than I had before the pandemic started, and we're trying to deliver almost the same level of service. There are some really important things, though, that both the Ministry and Northern Health are trying to do. I'm very excited to talk about the Rural Retention Incentive that was announced in September 2021. This is the Ministry of Health incentive that is meant to retain and minimize the churn of staff in our positions. The communities were chosen because we were identified as a community that struggles with high vacancy rates. And it includes additional positions in clinical and educational supports for our leaders and our managers. It includes housing and daycare supports for our staff. Through this initiative, I've been able to move from 2 units of housing up to 8 for a total of 20 beds. And to let you know how big of a difference this is making is before this initiative, I lost 18 recruits due to housing in Northern Health in a variety of positions. Since we've been able to put this initiative in place, I haven't lost a single person.
Following this, Pemberton talked about the state of the Prince Rupert Regional Hospital. Specialist and maternity services are both topics that were featured heavily in Pemberton's speech, so she gave a rundown of the new recruits joining the hospital.
We've actually had an exceptional specialist recruitment phase within Prince Rupert. We've been able to gain, as you can see on the slide, several positions, but we've been able to secure an OBGYN. Thankfully, her husband's a general surgeon, so we lucked out there. And we've been able to recruit a GP surgeon with obstetrics and ER experience, 2 internal medicine physicians. So Dr. Provincher just joined us a few weeks ago, and Dr. Killian is joining us in the next 2 weeks. We've been able to double the amount of psychiatry available through a virtual support through the hire. We had 1 physician return from maternity to join our postal community outreach team. She also practices in the ER and the maternity clinic. We hope to have another new hire for that team shortly. We've been able to hire 2 full-time nurse practitioners through the Postal Shipshan Outreach Mobile Team, and we'll speak about a bit later. And I mentioned Dr. Stanley. He's a physician who's going to, you'll see in the ER and also in the OR because he provides anesthesia support as well.
After Pemberton, Tom Soames took the stage to talk about staffing problems in the BC Emergency Health Services. Despite shortages for ambulance staff, Soames talked about the help that is provided by the primary care paramedics.
The community paramedics are primary care paramedics that have additional training. They provide paramedic services to patients in the home, very much like a public health nurse would in the past. It's a little bit different than that, but they have their client base. They visit people in the homes, and it has reduced 911 calls, I believe somewhere around 40% to the emergency departments.
In response to the shortage, Soames talked about a local partnership that was formed to encourage people to pursue a career in emergency health services.
What we started in collaboration with the Hecate Street Employment Development and with WorkBC is to develop a curriculum-based program which provides the initial training of paramedics to the EMR level of licensing, also to provide them with a Class 4 training for driver's license and to obtain that driver's license. And this is at no cost to the students that are being vetted for success, because there are requirements that they need to meet for BCEHS. But at the end, when they are successful in the program and successfully interviewed, it will be offered positions within the annual service. We have the program is for 12 12 paramedics, and we have filled that program. And that program will be starting, I believe it's September 10th.
After the conclusion of Soames' presentation, Chiro Panessa answered some audience questions. The first came from someone who asked a question on behalf of Prince Rupert residents.
A lot of people are concerned with services moving to Terrace that were in Prince Rupert. So people want to know if any of the services that are currently being offered in Prince Rupert will no longer be offered once the Mills Hospital is completed.
Yeah, off the top of my head, not that I can think of. Again, it's really about trying to increase that self-sufficiency, and there's some highly specialized services that we're trying to create access for in the Northwest, but we're trying to maintain the services, and as Julia's described, several examples of how we're trying to grow them as well.
At the end of the forum, Jennifer Rice answered a question talking about the new government funding, which is going to establish 602 nursing positions in BC, 300 positions in allied health services, as well as trying to speed up the process that brings international healthcare workers to BC. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can read the full story at canada-info.ca.